Yo, this is Ice-T. Get high off music, not dope. Dope is for losers. Straight up, that's a fact. That's all there is to say. This is Ice-T. I'm out of here.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in.
Welcome back, everybody. And the first of our delights for you tonight is the fantastic...
Alienation breeds loneliness, so sad. We need company to get off those little screens and find out what it all means. Gather round the campfire, the campfire of humankind. So come on down. Stomping ground, come on down.
Faces are glowing, strange music plays, smoke as distortion. In a magical way, time passes freely. We're all passing through a night round the campfire. It's gonna do it for you.
So come on down, come on down to the stomping ground.
Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn in rage at close of day. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. Wild men who caught and sang the sun in flight and learned too late. They grieved it on its way. Do not go gentle into that good night. Brave men, near death, who see with blinding sight, blind eyes could blaze like meteors and be gay. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. And you, my father, there on the sad height, curse, bless me now with your fierce tears, I pray. Do not go gentle to that good night. Rage, rage against the dying of the light.
Thornton, what does that poem mean to you?
It means I don't take from no one. I'm gonna pass this test. I'm staying in school. Who's next?
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. So much younger than today.
Hello, Medford. This is Chris Earle once again with Chris's helpful tips. 855-915-WMFO. If you would like to call in with your problems, I will give you advice you don't need. Music you don't like, advice you don't need, with Mr. Know-It-All himself, Chris Earle here with you until 6 p.m., maybe. Maybe till 7. Nobody seems to be showing up at 6 p.m. anymore, so maybe I'll be here till 7. Who knows? They move me from Wednesdays. Wednesdays, nobody shows up. Friday nights after me, nobody shows up. Here's a helpful tip. Show up to your goddamn show. How's that? Show up to your goddamn show. Last week, I wasn't here. I was in Vegas. I was enjoying you, too. But here I am, doing my show. 855-915-WMFO is the request line. 855-915-WMFO is the request line. If you want to call in with your problems, I will answer them to the best or worst of my abilities. I'm not going to make fun of you. You can't swear. You can say GD like I did, I think. I don't even know. I don't even know. Here's the thing. It's like, is there a problem with me saying GD show? Or is there a problem with not showing up? In this day and age, it's more of a problem than me saying, hey, show up to your GD show because I'm being mean. I'm being mean, baby. You got to treat people with kindness. This show is supposed to be about kindness and caring about people. It's Chris's helpful tips. It ain't time travel, everybody. It's not supposed to be me bitching. It's supposed to be me being like a big brother to you. I got a lot of wisdom here. It's 855-915-9636. You want to call in, make a request. Otherwise, I'm just going to talk the whole show. I'm going to play some songs I like that you probably don't. And I'll give some advice that you probably don't want to hear. I don't care. Change the channel. Do something else. Turn on your Netflix and chill. That's what people do nowadays, right? Do they still chill? That's probably an outdated term at this point because Netflix has been around for what? I don't know. I had the Netflix when it was flying through the mailbox. Anybody know what a mailbox is? 855-915-WMFO. What a wonderful way to start the program with John Williams in the background. The Superman March. Here I am, everybody. What'd you dress up as on Halloween? I didn't dress up as much as anything. I dressed up as a patriot. Delivered some pies for my friends out there in Andover. Pizza pies, everybody. Delivered some pizza pies there on Halloween. Saw some kids dressed up. I left out a bowl outside. I left out a bowl, not like a weed bowl. For all you high people out there, it wasn't a weed bowl. It was a frickin' candy bowl. And I got this little jackass outside, and I put on a little mask for the little jackass, and he had a nice Friday the 13th mask on, and I bought a giant pumpkin at the Demoulas Market Basket, where you get more for your dollar, $7.99 for this giant pumpkin. You probably don't want to eat the thing because it's going to taste like garbage, but sure looked great. I didn't have time to like make a jack-o'-lantern or anything, and it's probably just sitting there rotting in the driveway. But the thing looked pretty damn good. It looked pretty good. 855-915-WMFO. You want to call and tell me how your Halloween was? I had a birthday in here too. All kinds of things have been flying around the last few weeks for Chris Earle. Very, very busy 2023. Very busy. I have a piece of paper here, and I wrote down warm and cozy. Because we're going to talk about things that are warm and cozy today. If people don't want to call in, I'm just going to tell you, hey, here's some ideas. Get yourself a blanket, you know, get yourself some leggings, maybe a nice hat for the holidays. What'd you do with your candy? What'd you do with your candy, everybody? You show up at work and be like, oh, it's too much for me. The candy's just too much for us at home. We're going to give it away. Give me a break. You were eating those Snickers. You brought in all the frickin' Butterfingers and Raisinets. You ate the good stuff. You ate the Snickers, you ate the Reese's, you ate the Hershey's, and then you show up your co-workers with, you know, the birthday chocolate Kit Kat, which I like, actually. Derek gave me one a couple weeks ago on my birthday. It's pretty damn good. But you know what I mean, you know? There's all kinds of, like, you know, it's like all of a sudden Necco wafers are showing up at work. Like, who, what, candy corn? Like, who's going to eat this? It's going to sit in the candy dish at work all week next to the fish in the microwave. I mean, there's nothing worse than a person coming in that you're working with and they're making fish in the break room other than some Necco wafers that have been sitting there, some hard ribbon candy. There's hard ribbon candy there from Christmas of 22. 855-915-WMFO. It's a request line. You know, it's kind of nice that the show's only an hour now because otherwise I would run out of breath. Because I'm getting old, you know. I'm getting old. Celebrated a birthday. I'm still kind of fat, you know. It's like, here's the thing, you know, I can lose weight, but you're always going to be stupid. That's the whole thing, you know? I'm always going to be funny. I always got things to fall back on. You're always going to be ugly and stupid. This show's supposed to be kind. It's all about kindness here at WMFO. Here's something to maybe do when you're doing the scheduling next time. Think about respect for people that have been here for like 20 years. Maybe do that. Something new, maybe? Something new for 2024? Maybe actually learn about history? Learn about work, maybe? Not everybody's equal. Some people are better than others, me included. I'm not saying I'm better than you, but I probably am, but I'm not better than everybody. I hate myself, too, just like any smart person does. They always hate themselves in some way or another. We drink ourselves to death because we have too many brain cells, and we got to do something to kind of bring it down a little bit. Boy, the first 11 minutes has been phenomenal here at WMFO in Medford. It's Chris's helpful tips. Nobody's called in, but I have a sticky here that says, have a groovy show. So that's what I'm trying to do. I don't even think the person that wrote groovy knows what groovy even means. It's 855-915-9636. At this point, if the phone rings, I'm not even going to answer it. I'm just going to ignore all of you and just talk for the next, 48 minutes and change. Warm and cozy. It is not warm and cozy. It's hot. It is hot as hell in here. I don't know why. My friend Joyce is logged into the computer here. She hasn't been on a show in 3 days. What is going on? Why is Joyce logged into the computer here at WMFO? Makes no sense. I'm logging you out, Joyce. I hope nobody used your account. I'm logging you out. I'm all about security here at WMFO. Nobody else seems to care. Only Chris Earle cares. And I care about you. I might shout a little bit like your dad or your uncle, maybe your grandpa at this point. I don't care. I really don't. I really don't even know why I show up anymore. What's the point? Nobody cares. Nobody gives a damn. You know what I think you have to do? I think what you have to do is we get brought into this world and it's a hard, horrible world. And you do horrible things, even as a kid, you know? It's like you know, you're a big brother and you got like a baby come in. You slap the baby because you don't like to be around it, you know? Or a big sister, you know, being mean to your little sister. Like, everybody's mean to one another. Because they're all little narcissists, you know, and it's worse than ever. Everybody just thinks they're number one, and you know what? You're not. We're all part of the big picture. My opinion is we're all part of some big entity, and we all got to join one another again. It's going to be awful. But I think that's what we have to strive for. You have to do things that are nice, as you get, especially when you get a little later on in life. It makes you feel a little better about yourself when you help people. It really does. Well, I'm going to help myself to a sandwich when I get out of here. Might go get myself a little Chinese food. I was watching an interview with Matthew Perry on Letterman, and he said he went to Hong Kong, and he said you went out and you got food there, and all the food is just food. It's not Chinese food, it's just food. And he shows up and it's Chinese food. And then Letterman said he was ripping off Seinfeld. Anyway, I thought Matthew Perry was pretty good. I thought he was pretty good. He's very clever, very fast. I wasn't a huge Friends fan. I wasn't a big fan of that show. I just thought it was a little gay. But it was the 90s, and that's what everybody wanted, you know, except for me, you know. I was listening to Public Enemy and Ice-T, you know, Ice Cube. Had no time for Friends. Come on. But anyway, Matthew Perry was pretty cool. I liked him. I like Courtney Cox there. She's pretty good, too, and Aniston. She had that crazy hairdo that everybody loved, the Rachel. Who else was on that show? Joey, whatever his name was. That Dumbo, and then the blondie girl that was in Romeo and Michelle's Wedding. She's kind of hot. Lisa Kudrow. Kudrow. Lisa Kudrow. Like she's a cow. Lisa. I knew a girl named Lisa was kind of big. In the background is the love theme from Superman. I'm feeling kind of loose today, everybody. Feeling loose. Feeling like I can ride a bicycle and smoke a cigarette at the same time here. It's Chris Earle on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. In the background is Johnny Williams with the love theme from Superman. Great movie. My favorite movie of all time. For those of you who don't know, Superman, my favorite movie of all time. Huh? Data just collected on that. All of a sudden, everybody's going to be like, his password for WMFO is going to be Kal-El with two L's. Anyway, I don't know what to tell you. All kinds of things have been happening. Very busy year for Chris Earle. Very, very busy year. I've been busier than ever. I feel like I'm doing important work outside of this place, that's for sure. This is supposed to be, fun. And this is getting to the point where it's like, this is not much fun anymore. Like, this is kind of boring, you know? I kind of have to have somebody here to BS with, you know? Let's see. What's warm and cozy? Let's look. Product, warm and cozy on IMDb. Some Chinese movie. TV series from 2015. Let's visit that. Warm and cozy on IMDb. It's a TV series. And it's got a rating of pretty good, according to one user who's reviewed it. Starring Yu Yen Suk and Kang So Ra. I don't know anything about this. I just wanted to talk. Oh, it's got a 6.8 IMDb rating out of 522 ratings. So some people have watched it. It's a romantic drama of a man and a woman of opposite personalities and different aims. They gradually fall in love with one another. Wonderful. The original title was called Mangdarang Tutotis. Jeez, I don't even think there's any vowels in that. Warm and cozy. I wanted to talk about warm and cozy things today because it's November. It's November. What is it, the 4th? May the 4th be with you. Oh, it's the 3rd. May the 4th be with you. I love Star Wars, but I've always hated that. I always hated how commercial that became. I'm playing a little Johnny Williams in the background, turning back the world from Superman the movie. It's pretty good. Superman, like Lois Lane, dies. Spoiler alert, it's from 1978. If you haven't seen it, I don't care. Lois Lane dies in an earthquake, and she goes under the ground, and, you know, as what happens in earthquakes, she's in her car and dirt falls. It's actually pretty damn scary. You know, I was like 7 when I saw this, and Christopher Reeve comes in and saves the day. He's Superman, of course. He didn't just roll in his wheelchair. He was Superman in 78. He's long dead now, but I love Christopher Reeve, love that original Superman, and I love The Flash. Christopher Reeve shows up in The Flash as Superman. And I'm like, how do they do it? AI. AI is everything now. Stanley Kubrick was right. AI gonna change the world, and it already is. 855-915-9636 is the request line. If you want to make a request, or if you have a question for me, I will help you out with it. It's Chris Earle. I'm going to rest my voice for a moment, and I'm going to play you a tune by Macca, they like to call him. I don't know why it's McCartney. I don't know why they started calling him Macca like he was some freaking Macintosh Apple. I never got that. Why do they call him Macca? I'm going to look that up, and I'll be back with that tip on why they call Paul McCartney Macca. But it's a pretty good song. It's called Too Much Rain here on Chris's Helpful Tips. I'm here with you until 6-ish.
I'm only trying to help you.
Laugh when your eyes are burning. Smile when your heart is filled with pain. Sigh as you brush away your sorrow. Make a vow that it's not gonna happen again. It's not right in one life to. but for now, tell yourself it won't happen again. It's not right.
All right, I'm back. Put on the March of the Villains from Superman in the background because I'm feeling a little ornery. Feel a little ornery. Things that are warm and cozy. What makes you cozy? Is it a cup of tea? Is it a fireplace? Is it a warm blanket? 855-915-9636. Here's some advice. Get yourself a dog. No? A little snuggly pet? Yeah. Get yourself a blanket and the pet will go right under it. Some of them, they're a little weird. Get yourself some fuzzy pajamas, bubble bath, some socks, a wool sweater. Basically something you're going to get from your mom for Christmas. That's what makes you cozy. You know, Ma's always good with those gifts. It's like, here's some chamomile tea. I'm like, I'm not gay, Ma. But thanks. It's all right. She's good, though. She gives me slippers and pajamas, things like that. Thick socks. I got a lot of socks. That's one thing, being around a half a century, I'm like, I think I have 200 socks in my sock drawer. I'm like, I have socks that are, like, based on, like, Jaws and aliens and things like that. Like, stuff people gave me. And I'm just like, you know, and stuff people gave me that I hate. And I'm just like, I got to throw it away. Got to get rid of it. That's a helpful tip. You know, if somebody, this is a great tip. I'm going to tell you this. You have a bad relationship with somebody, get rid of everything that they gave you. Everything. Burn it. Give it away. Throw it in the garbage. Take a picture of it and send it to them afterwards. Unless, of course, you have a quarter of it against you. You can't do that. 855-915-WMFO is the request line. You want to hear a song? Too bad. Because I'm going to talk until 6 p.m. at the very least. You got a problem? I'll answer that for you. It's Chris's helpful tips, of course. Music you don't like, advice you don't need. And Giggle Spot, he was supposed to be here last week. I like that kid, but he didn't show up last week. And what are you doing? Said he wanted to sub for the show. I'm like, all right. I didn't want to put him on the spot, but he didn't show up. You got to show up for your stuff. Show up for your stuff, people. It's integrity. Saw John Cleese a couple weeks ago. Derek Gary was on the show, and we went out afterwards for my birthday and saw John Cleese. He was good. Derek was all right. John Cleese was very good. In the future, maybe we'll do a Thanksgiving show, maybe do a Christmas show, but for today, we're doing this. It's 855-915-WMFO. I'm going to talk about my friend Mike Maloney. He's always asking me to borrow $10. And if he had called in, I was going to give him $10 today. 855-915-9636.
Only if it's Mike Maloney, though. I'm not giving you $10 for doing nothing. $10 is worth nothing now anyway. You can't get anything with it. Christ, you can't even get a parking spot with that. It cost me like $13.50 to park for an hour to do my show here. I'm doing the Lord's work here at WMFO. Nobody cares anymore. Like, what happened to people? Nobody cares about hard work. I don't care about hard work either. Who am I kidding? I think we've covered all the basics of warm and cozy today. So now we have 35 more minutes to talk about something else.
I'm only trying to help you.
I know what we'll talk about. We'll talk about McCartney being Mac. I was supposed to look that up, wasn't I? With his little rain song in the background, Too Much Rain. It's a nice song, actually. Here I am trying to be positive today. My music is nice and positive, and I'm feeling a little ornery, as we've talked about. I'm feeling a little ornery. What is Macca close for? It's from McCartney. It's a common nickname in English-speaking countries. It's Gaelic for Mick or Mac. Mick is also like slang for like an Irishman, I think. I don't know. I don't even think I can bring that up anymore. Who knows? I'm just expecting like the Gestapo to come in and take me in and like burn me at the stake one day. I'm kind of half expecting that at one point. It's 5:27 in Medford, Massachusetts. If you're still at work, leave. What are you doing? Did you give away the big Snickers for Halloween? Here's the tip. Give away the big candies, because then the kids won't trick you later on in life. You give it to them when they're kids. Give them the large. Don't give them the fun size. There's nothing fun about like a half-ounce chocolate. There's nothing fun about it, because you want to have like 12 of them. Oh, here's a little fun fact. For a 180-pound person to go into full diabetic shock and die, you have to have 242 fun size candies, and you will go into diabetic shock and die. Here's my helpful tip. Don't do that. How's that? Too much rain. I put the air conditioner on because it's so hot in here. I had to put the heat on the other day, and then air conditioner up here at MFO. I don't know what's going on. I mean, maybe the building's on fire and I don't know anything about it because we're not up to code here. I wouldn't be surprised. There's nothing flashing here, and I seem to be okay. Getting a little warm. Maybe I'm just menopausal. 855-915-WMFO. I'm thinking about maybe getting a beef stick tonight. Maybe some pork strips. Something of that nature. Somebody left some class notes here from 11-1. I might as well read those. People that don't throw away their trash. I'm outing them right now. Here we go. Class notes from 11-1. Impact campaign. Partner with organizations that align with themes in the film. Impact campaign, it says. Singing in the Rain. Oh, somebody watched Singing in the Rain, maybe. Maybe it's a film class they're in. It says, Disorientation? Textality? Integrated industry with other big changes. Non-diagat and diagagic sound? What? Am I reading this right? Are those words? Class notes for 11-1 that were put in here. Class notes. Somebody left this behind. I don't know what it is. Singing in the Rain. Generic conventions. Gangster films. And materials, it says. Broadway. Melody. The ballet. Is there an attention to connection with Broadway? Question mark. And then they drew a picture of probably their friends. There's a picture of a girl. Another girl. A sun with sunglasses on, a bee, a flower, an upside down axe with blood. We're getting a little graphic. What's going on here? Well, it was 11-1. They're probably still thinking about their candy from the night before. And a centipede or a millipede, but it looks like a bunch of circles, so it's not really either. You know, people make like, you know, that Eric Carle Hungry Caterpillar circle caterpillar. Caterpillar doesn't look like a bunch of circles, people. And then they got doodles. There's more doodles on here than notes. It says, cinema can do this in an independent space, a connection to Broadway. They're going to get an F in this class because these notes make no sense whatsoever. This is somebody who was just writing down random things in order to stay awake here at Tufts University. What does it cost now? $40,000 a year? And we got doodles of kids, a caterpillar, a sun with sunglasses. Why did we always, you know, I was guilty of this too. Every time I drew the sun, I had to put frickin' sunglasses on. Makes no sense. There's no sunglasses on the sun. Anyway, enough of that. Enough with their notes. Right in the trash. WMFO 91.5 FM. My name is Chris Earle. The show is Chris's Helpful Tips. Here's my tip to you. Don't leave your class notes around the studio. Throw them in the trash. Otherwise, I'm going to read them on the air. What next? A couple remotes here. What is this? It's a remote control. Here's a tip. You don't need a remote control for something that is within reach. All right? We got two remote controls here for like our CD players and our receivers. And of course, they're gathering dust because nobody uses them because they're within reach. They've even got batteries in them. They fully got batteries in them. Who the hell is sitting here and using a remote control? What are you doing, handing it to your guest and then having them go out into Studio B and just be like, hey, you mind pressing play and skip on the CD? Nobody's even playing CDs anymore. Matter of fact, if I look in here, there's probably a CD stuck in here from Joyce's show from Wednesday. All right, 855-915-WMFO. I had a nice birthday. It was good. You know, I had a nice trip. I like to go see concerts. It was good. You two, amazing show. You know, the Sphere out in Vegas, amazing. I would tell anybody to go, except for my enemies. Well, I would tell my enemies to go just to get them to leave. Just get them to leave the state for a while. Yeah. Part of getting older, you start seeing people go. Saw a couple more people go last couple of weeks. And people that I not necessarily liked or disliked, they were just kind of there, you know, just like those type of people. It's like, what do you do with those type of people? Not everybody's special, everybody. I know how they say everybody's special, but not everybody's special. Some people are just boring and ordinary. Not everybody's got a great radio show on, you know, college radio. 855-915-9636 is the request line. In the background is some sort of nonsense from the 70s or 80s. Music for party scenes. So we learned about Macca's name and where it came from. That old English boy. When is he going to quit? You know? I was thinking he'd be good out in the Sphere there in Las Vegas. He should have a residency so he doesn't have to get up and down on a plane. I think part of it being vegan's pretty good for him. But he looks like a beanstalk, doesn't he? He looks like, you know, he looks like a lollipop, really. He's just this big circle head and like a stick. And that's McCartney, and they stick like a left-handed bass on him. They're like, get out there, make some millions for the rest of us, will you? It's like one-night show. You know, what's going on with like these Taylor Swift concert weekends at the drive-in? Like they're giving away buckets of popcorn with her face on it. It's like, who wants that? Like apparently everybody. Everybody except me. I just don't get it anymore. It's no country for old men here. You know, I just don't get it anymore. Like, I'll tell you when it didn't make any sense. I go into a coffee place and I look up and there's no prices. There's no prices. There's just, it was a chalkboard and it had about like, I'd say 60 or 70 different types of coffee on it. And you know which coffee wasn't there? And I hate to say that it sounded like Dennis Leary from 1997 or 6 or whatever that Lock and Load album was. But it's like there wasn't any regular coffee flavored coffee. I'm like, where's the regular coffee? I went up and I'm like, do you have coffee? And the guy's like, yeah, I do. I'm like, all right, I'll have one of those. And we got a call here. Let's see what happens here. All right. It's WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. You are on the air with Chris. It's Chris's Helpful Tips. Do you have a problem today?
No, I have an answer to what's warm and cozy.
You have an answer. What is an answer to what?
To what's warm and cozy.
Oh, all right. Yeah, we can talk warm and cozy. All right, so where are you calling from, and what is warm and cozy?
I'm calling from New Hampshire, and what is warm and cozy to me is a very large cup of Earl Grey tea and some birthday cake.
A very warm, did you say a large cup of Earl Grey tea?
Yes, large.
A large cup of Earl Grey tea as well as birthday cake. I had a giant birthday cake. Matter of fact, I just had the last piece. It got a little crusty, but it was delicious.
I'm sure it was delicious. And then the second thing that I wanted to call.
Yes.
A happy birthday request. Not to you, even though I know it was your birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
But today is my nephew's birthday.
Today is your nephew's birthday. What is your nephew's name?
His name is Sean.
Sean's birthday. And what is Sean doing today on his birthday? How old is he?
He is 32 today.
32. That's good age.
That's a good age. That's what I told him.
Yeah.
And he loves his auntie very much, so I'm calling to put it out there, wish him a happy birthday.
Oh, that's nice. I'm sure he was
a nice little song.
I'm sure he was warm and cozy when snuggly when he was a little nephew. And I'm sure he's warm and snuggly now to his bride. Or what does he have a bride?
He has a fiance.
He has a fiance. So I'm sure he's warm and snuggly to her. Warm and cozy. Well, happy birthday to
what? I don't really care about that. He's my nephew. So we're going to focus on me. And we're going to wish him a happy birthday.
All right. All right.
Uh-huh. And maybe you could play him a nice little happy birthday tune.
I don't know. We'll see. I don't know if I'm still in a birthday mood.
All right.
But do you have any other commentary about what else is warm and cozy? Something that people could go buy before Thanksgiving or Christmas?
A car with heated seats.
That's nice. That's a nice idea. Or a remote starter. Another nice gift.
Absolutely. Those are like absolutes.
I like those.
And a garage. That would make it even.
A garage? Sure. Sure. That sounds. Mm-hmm. You're coming up with all kinds of great ideas up there in the northern state of New Hampshire.
New Hampshire, that's correct.
What's the weather in Nashua?
It's kind of cold. It's it's actually not that. It's about 50.
Mm. Well, happy birthday to Sean. Warm. You want to shout out your name for everybody to hear?
Do I want to shout out my name?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't need to shout out my name. Oh, but I will. Sheila from Nashua, wishing my nephew Sean a very happy birthday.
Oh, that's lovely. Are you going to take him out in the town?
No.
All right.
No. He doesn't, his the love affair with, hanging out with your aunt stops about age 10, I think.
Oh, I don't think that's necessarily true. I had my great aunt well into her 80s, and I was in my 30s, and I loved it till the day she went.
Hmm. Well, that's very sweet.
Yeah, my Auntie Ethel, she was great.
Oh, well, now you don't sound so ornery.
Yeah, you're right. All right, I'm going back to being ornery before I lose my listeners.
All right, have a good night. Bye-bye.
I'm going to play some U2 for you, Sheila, up in Nashua. Have a wonderful night.
Bye. Have a good night. Thank you.
All right, I'm going to play some U2 here. There's a call. It's Chris's Helpful Tips. 855-915-WMFO. If you want to call in and you have a problem that I can answer for you, or if you have a comment, something warm and cozy, or if you want to hear something, well, I'll tell you, I'm going to play this. I'm going to dedicate this one out to Sheila and Sean there. This is a nice one. It's from U2. It is WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Chris's Helpful Tips here with you until at least 6 p.m., and then we'll see what happens.
You think you've got this stuff. You're telling me and anyone you're hard enough. You don't have to put up a fight. You don't have to always be right. Let me take some of the punches for you tonight. Listen to me now. I need to let you know. You don't have to go away alone. And it's you when I look in the mirror. And it's you when I don't pick up the phone. Sometimes you can't make it on your own. We fight all the time, you and I. That's alright. We're the same soul. I don't need to hear you say that if we weren't so alike, you'd like me a whole lot more. Listen to me now. I need to let you know. You don't have to go. On your own. I know that we don't talk. I'm sick of it all. But can you hear me when I sing? You're the reason I say. You're the reason why the opera is in me.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford.
I'm being sung by a society that demands success when all I can offer is failure.
Bloom, I'm reaching out to you. Don't send me to prison.
At all. No, no, I lay
All right, we're back. And when I say me, I mean me. When I say we, it's the royal we. It's the royal we. Dressed up as, well, actually, I didn't dress up. I just had it in the car. I had the Big Lebowski thing for Halloween. Been that before. That was a fun one. Oh, I forgot to say what I did. I put a Patriots hat on, and I had this skeleton on for the Sons of Belichick sweatshirt, and I had a deflated ball. I'm like, yeah, I'm a Patriots fan. I thought that was kind of clever. Yeah, with you until 6, I guess. Maybe 7, I don't know. 6-ish. Maybe I'll leave at 5:52. I don't know, I'm kind of disgusted with myself today. I'll tell you something I don't like, since it's become that. Here's some Chris's helpful tips. Here's some advice for advertisements. Stop with the ads the day after Halloween for Christmas. Come on. I'm watching Survivor on CBS, and all of a sudden Lindt Chocolates comes up. Lindt Chocolates gets the A-hole award for Christmas ads. I'm like, come on. It's November 1st. I'm watching it, you know, on November 1st, and there's a Lindt Chocolate ad. Christmas is in like 60 days. It's like a little less than that, but I mean, come on. You know, a lot can happen in 60 days. You can have an all-out war. You know? You can be long dead. You see a lot of things happen. Some of the most crazy things in your life will happen in seconds. Here's my tip. Make sure you look both ways before crossing the street. You know? And look both ways before you take a turn in your car. That's good advice. Here's some things that are warm and cozy that you might want to get. Get yourself a candle. You know, go over to the Yankee Candle. At this point, they'll give you like 10 candles for like $300. They're nice, though. And you'll be done with your Christmas. You know, just put a ribbon around it. You don't even have to wrap the thing. Everybody loves a good candle. So you can put it right in the toilet. You know, it's like my toilet smells like peppermint oak. Here's how to clean the bathtub. If the bathtub is heavily stained, fill it with a solution of a gallon to a gallon of vinegar and hot water and a cup or two of baking soda, and then just let it sit there for 30 minutes to an hour. Let it just seep in. And then you drain the tub, use a sponge to scrub the stains, and then repeat as necessary, and then give yourself a Silkwood shower afterwards, because you're going to be like, oh my God, I can't get it off. I can't get it off. I had to bleach the tub, and you know, I didn't use the vinegar. I went against my tip and I used the bleach, you know. It's not bad. And then I'm like, I went to go rub my eye. I'm like, I think I got bleach on my fingers. And I'm scratching my eye like a dope. I'm like, am I a dope? The answer is yes. 855-915-WMFO. So I was watching the Survivor, and I'm a fan of the Survivor. And you know what I'm a fan of, too, is that, and I don't watch it enough, is that that show when they go around the world, The Amazing Race. That's a great show. I was watching that Bering Strait Gold, and then I realized there's 20 seasons of it. I'm like, I'm not watching 20 years of Bering Strait Gold, the Bering Sea Gold. All I know is like a couple was like on the, they're on a boat, and then they jump off and they go into the water, and then they're like, take a like a sea vacuum, and they're just like picking up rocks and trying to get dust, and it's neat. They're like gold miners of the sea, but they're in like Nome, Alaska, where it's like 5 degrees. And you see it in their package when they go scuba diving. It's like, holy moly, it's cold. We got about 8 minutes left, and then I think I'm going to take a walk and get myself a nice sandwich. That's something nice to do for yourself for the weekend. I think I can get myself a nice sandwich. I'm going to get myself, I don't know, something good tonight. Treat yourself. Treat yourself. I had oatmeal today. I was a good boy. Had a couple cups of oatmeal. That was my big day. Had a half a coffee and a couple of oatmeal. Doing all right. Got to take care of yourself, especially as you get older. You know, have a couple berries every now and then. A lemon or a lime. Make sure you don't get the rickets, you know, if you go out to sea. Make sure you bring some citrus with you. Here's some other things that are warm and cozy. I think we kind of exhausted the whole subject, tell you the truth. Well, you can go to Victoria's Secret and get yourself a candle that's called Warm and Cozy. And probably, like, people probably stick it up there. Hoo-ha. Who knows? Here for a few more minutes. If you want to call in and You got a problem, I'll take it. 855-915-9636. If not, that's fine. Get yourself some little cat slippers. Maybe some turkey slippers for Turkey Day. I like Thanksgiving. I've always been a big fan of Thanksgiving. Just that one day where you really don't have to do anything but eat. You know, you gotta get to where you gotta go, which kind of stinks. You gotta make sure you have a full gas tank. Make sure you have beer in the car. God, one year we didn't have cranberry sauce on the table. I thought my auntie was just gonna pass out. Nobody asked where the cranberry sauce was, and like, well, meal was over. Like, what happened to cranberry sauce? We were all being polite. Then my grandmother brought out like three, you know, giant things of cranberry sauce for the dessert table. And I felt guilty. I'm like, all right, I'll have half a can of cranberry sauce with my apple pie. What the hell? It was warm and cozy. Something about being warm and cozy in, you know, November, December, it's nice. Have you been to the pumpkin patch? Get yourself a pumpkin. Get yourself some apple crisp. Something like that. I had a hot chocolate yesterday, and I want to say it was delicious, but I used water. But it's not really that good with water. It's kind of gross. The Swiss Miss. Anything that like comes in a box that's hot chocolate just ain't that good. It's like 6 for 99 cents, especially in this day and age when it's 2023. Something that comes 6 in a box should be at least $11.99. This is still like $2. You know, it's not going to be that great. I had some chili the other day. That was great. Had myself some stag chili. Steakhouse stag chili. Got it up at Costco. A 6-pack was like, I don't know, $12. And I'm like, that's reasonable for what you got there. This is like some good chili. Throw a couple of green chilies in there. Maybe it says, oh, you can add some like fresh onions and peppers. Like, that kind of defeats the point, doesn't it? It's like you want it from the can so you can just sit down and eat it under a blanket. But, you know, throw an onion in anything. You throw it on a hot dog. Go out and get yourself a can of chili and have a hot dog. It's Friday night. Why not? Not everybody goes dancing anymore. People just want to watch, you know, Netflix and stream something. Speaking of streaming, I streamed a few times early in the week, and I'm like, geez, I'm streaming all day. What's going on with me? I got to stop streaming. I'm streaming too much. Anyway, I want to go see that new movie, the Flower Moon one. And I also want to see that Paul Giamatti movie. That looks pretty good. So my helpful tip for this weekend, my final helpful tip, I think, is go to the movies. Go see a movie this weekend. Why not? You know, AMC theaters, got to keep them in business. I love the Showcase. That's my favorite one down in Woburn. Been going there since I was a kid. It's where I saw Superman. My favorite movie. See how I bring it all around, everybody? Well, I think that's about it. I don't really feel like doing anything else. I hope I fixed you today. If I didn't, I don't know. I'll be back next week and try again. See you later, time travelers.
When you try your best, but you don't succeed. When you get what you want, but not what you need. When you feel so tired, but you can't sleep. Stuck in reverse. And the tears come streaming down your face. When you lose something you can't replace. When you love someone but it goes to waste. Could it be worse? Lights will thank you. But if you never try, you'll never know just what you were.